This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Monday, July 25. In Squiz Kids Today, monkeypox and foot and mouth explained. Israel's jellyfish explosion. Kelsey Lee Barber, an Aussie world champ, and Operation Osprey Rescue. That's what's making news, kid style.
The lowdown.
It was a busy weekend on the infectious diseases front, the weekend just gone, with one nasty-sounding condition being declared a global health emergency, and another threatening our cows, sheep, and pigs. So, let's start with the global health emergency, which was declared yesterday by the World Health Organization with respect to a nasty little thing called monkeypox. The World Health Organization, you might remember, was in the news a lot last year as the COVID pandemic swept the world. They're now warning us to keep on the lookout for monkeypox, which looks a little bit like chickenpox if you catch it. It's called monkeypox because it was first discovered in 1958 in colonies of monkeys. But don't panic. While there are 16,000 cases in 75 countries around the world so far, here in Australia we've only recorded 41 cases. Plus, experts are saying it's not nearly as contagious, that means easy to catch, as COVID, and vaccines are really effective against it. Meanwhile, biosecurity officials are on high alert, hoping to prevent an outbreak of foot and mouth disease moving from our neighbour Indonesia down here to Australia. Now, don't worry again, because foot and mouth disease is extremely rare in humans. The threat it poses is much greater to cows, sheep, pigs and goats, a group of animals that are called cloven-hoofed, meaning they have hooves that are divided into two halves. This disease, however, is completely different from human hand, foot and mouth disease, which some kids catch when they're young, causing hand and mouth ulcers. Biosecurity officials, who are the people whose job it is to keep Australia free from disease, have taken steps to make sure tourists coming from Bali, which is part of Indonesia, don't accidentally bring it in amongst the dirt on their shoes. What a time to be alive, eh?
Globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Israel, where a massive swarm of jellyfish is causing havoc to, well, to just about everything. At this time of year, it's normal for jellyfish to migrate along Israel's coast. But I've put a link in your episode notes to photos and video taken by a drone over the weekend. They show a huge area of the Mediterranean Sea looking like a crowded, starry sky, except that the stars are all stinging jellies. Officials at the Nature and Parks Authority say that pollution, climate change, and harm to the jellyfish's natural predators are causing the explosion in numbers. Jellies are clogging up power and water treatment plants, making it hard for fishers to earn a living, and yes, stopping people from going to the beach. Officials say the jellyfish swarm is yet another reason to work together to save our seas.
Sport time!
Do you know the only thing more impressive than winning a world title? It's winning a world title back to back. Which is to say, being the best in the world at your chosen sport once and then turning around the next year and doing it all over again. It's called defending a world title, and that's exactly what Aussie superstar Kelsey Lee Barber did at the weekend, taking out the gold medal for javelin at the World Athletics Championships in America. Kelsey Lee is the first woman to ever win back-to-back world championships in javelin, which is just remarkable. Kelsey, who was born in South Africa but moved to Victoria and eventually Canberra as a young girl, says she remembers watching Olympic champions at the 2000 Games in Sydney and told herself she would one day be among their ranks. Kelsey Lee, Squiz Kids salutes you. And while we're at it, it's a big Squiz Kids salute to Aussie 800 metre runner, the remarkable Peter Boll. Although he finished 7th in the final of the event at the World Champs yesterday, Peter said he would learn from this experience and put his all into the Commonwealth Games, which start in England on Thursday.
Squiz Kids salutes.
Must be one of those salutey days. Even if this one sounds like one of those jokes. What do you get when a photographer, a fisherman, and some surfers get together? Turns out, what you get is a team of lifesavers. It all started when a nature photographer spotted an osprey, which is a big seabird flapping and struggling in waters off North Stradbroke Island in Queensland. He thought, if I had a surfboard, I'd jump in there and do something. As luck would have it, two surfers showed up. They paddled over to the osprey, whose feet and wings were all tangled up in fishing line. But they couldn't get him free until a nearby fisherman saw what was happening and, using his fishing rod, passed his knife to them. They cut the shaking osprey free, put it onto a soft board and paddled it to shore, where the photographer met them with a towel. Once the bird dried off, it broke into a run, spread its wings, and took off. On behalf of the osprey, who lived to fly another day, Squiz Kids salutes this awesome team. Photos and video of the rescue are in your episode notes.
Time for the Squiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Which event did Aussie Kelsey Lee Barber win an historic gold medal in at the Athletic Championships this weekend? Yeah, that's right, it was javelin. Question number two. What sort of marine animal is clogging up the seas of Israel? Well done, they're jellyfish. Question number three. What sort of bird did a relay team of surfers, fishermen and a photographer save on Stradbroke Island at the weekend? Yeah, well done, it was an osprey. It's July 25, birthday for Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk and also for Essendon's Darcy Parrish. And I reckon a birthday is probably all those two have in common. It's also National Hot Fudge Sunday Day in the United States. That's it, I'm moving to America. It's also a special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today. Alfie from Kapalabar, Adele from Albany Hills, Dylan from Shoal Bay, and Lottie from New Plymouth in New Zealand. And belated birthday greetings today go to Kiara from Albion Park, Momo from Abbotsford, and Ruben and Violet from Forbes. And classroom shoutouts today are going out to Class 3F at St Anthony's Primary School in Kedron, Class 5A and 5B with Miss Benstead and Mrs Few at Yarrawonga College, Year 5 and Mrs. Gash at Murrumburra Public School, Class 4-5 and Mr. Romeo at Virginia Primary School, Class B-8 and Miss Grant at Craigburn Primary School, and lastly, a shout-out to Ms. McKeever, who teaches the KD class at Redham House in Woollahra. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.